number 82 from November 2012, Refusing to Pile On. If you don't watch the National Football League on television, or actually go to Lucas Oil Stadium to see the games live, the following may have escaped your notice. The regular officials were in a labor dispute with the NFL, so they were locked out and could not officiate the preseason games and three of the regular season games. For those of you who don't watch pro football or care less about it, this was a big deal to those of us who do watch and do care because these guys regulate the games. They assess penalties for rule infractions to keep the game moving and generally keep control of the game. Now, even the regular officials catch a lot of flack for some of the calls that they make because a wrong decision could cost a team a game, and a game could cost a playoff spot, and a lost playoff spot could cost a coach's job. However, because of the labor dispute and lockout, the NFL hired replacement officials to fill in. These were well-meaning fellows who had done some officiating for small college games, but had absolutely no experience with professional football at its highest level. They were doing their best, and the preseason games went along fairly well, but that was mainly because the preseason doesn't count. However, when they got to the regular season games and there were more mistakes made and less control exerted, players, coaches, and fans began to put great pressure on the league to settle the labor dispute and get the real officials back. It kind of reminded me of when we were back in school and we had a substitute teacher for a day or two. We always tried to push the limits to see what would be tolerated. If we could shoot spit wads and the substitute didn't seem to care, then it was Katie bar the door. We knew that the inmates were running the asylum. Things seemed to come to a head on a Monday night game when a last-second heave into the end zone was called a touchdown instead of an interception for the other team. This meant that the Green Bay Packers lost a game that they really should have won. All the sports talk shows were in an uproar, and it was very soon after this that an agreement was reached and the regular officials were back. But lost in all the furor and the righteous indignation of the football world was the reaction of one man, Mike McCarthy, coach of the Green Bay Packers. Two of the replacement referees were interviewed by sportscasters on Inside the NFL. They talked about verbal abuse that they had endured by players, coaches, and fans. They said that they were ridiculed, jeered, and even threatened. But one of the men said that he had a phone call from Wisconsin, and he wasn't taking any calls from there since they lost the game because of his decision at the end of the game. But a message was left, and it was from, of all people, Green Bay coach Mike McCarthy. He said that he had heard that this particular official had endured ridicule and abuse, but that he believed that this official had tried to make the right call and believed in his call. Coach McCarthy told him to hang in there during these rough days, and he appreciated his efforts. He wished him the best. Now, I don't know if Coach McCarthy is a Christian or not, but if he's not, he missed a heck of a chance because that is the kind of classy, understanding, forgiving, going the extra mile thing that practicing Christians do. Coach McCarthy had every worldly reason to pile on and run this man into the ground, but he did not. He had every worldly right to be angry at a man that cost him something near and dear to his heart and that is his passion and his livelihood, but he was not. He could well have sat and stewed in his righteous wrath, but he did not. He called to encourage the man who damaged his playoff hopes. If it wasn't a Christian act, it was something that looked just like one, and until I find out differently, even though I am a Colts and Vikings fan, it is going to be hard for me not to shout, "Go Pack!" when the green and gold take the field on Sundays. That was impressive.